Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, August 16th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A food shortage in Kenya prompts action from believers. Missionaries adapt to the crisis in Bangladesh, and the church thrives underground in Iran. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Kenya, where the president has declared a national disaster in the drought-stricken parts. World Vision Kenya's Beatrice Teya explains millions are at risk of starvation.
We have a presence in about 30 districts out of 71. And currently, in terms of relief, we have a program in the northern part of the country that is serving 150,000 beneficiaries, out of which 25,000 are children.
Teya says while they're taking care of the immediate physical needs, they're also laying the foundation for a future ministry.
We are actually working with the Kenya Church to respond to the immediate needs. That's the food and nutrition. But also our long-term plan is to be able to have the churches that are normally very strong in Nairobi to actually link with the churches in some of these remote areas where we have programs.
Next, thousands of military personnel from the United States are returning from battle in Iraq. Many are trying to put their lives back together, often having spent more than a year away from family. Young Life wanted to thank a few for their service. Young Life's Ty Salzgiver.
Having Fort Carson here in Colorado Springs, thought, wouldn't it be something to get a group of military families of returning soldiers from Iraq to enjoy a week of family vacation and have an experience where God is certainly proclaimed.
36 families participated free of charge. Salzgiver says this was designed to be an evangelistic outreach, as many who go through war are more open to the gospel. He says these families need prayer.
Many of them are facing redeployment, and so here they get a taste of being a family again, but then the possibility of being sent back. I do pray very much for their hearts to turn to God and rely on Him and lean on Him.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Bangladesh's 2004 flood is considered the worst in 6 years in terms of death toll and damages. Unusually heavy monsoons and rivers full of silt contributed to the overflow that left a majority of the country underwater. While the waters have receded, the people have lost their homes, crops, and livelihoods. Operation Mobilization's Computer Training Center was transformed into an emergency relief center. OM teams are adapting to the crisis, finding the best ways to share the hope of Christ. Meanwhile, Ramabai Mukti Mission is seeing some success in reaching an influential people group in India. Mukti Mission's David Scott says the Brahmins have been very difficult to even communicate with about Christ, but Scott says God is working.
There have been several hundred that have responded to faith in Christ, and there have been two churches started with these Brahmin converts. And just a beautiful, beautiful work of God taking place there.
Many Brahmins are influential as religious or government leaders. Scott says this could be a turning point for evangelism among the upper caste of India.
It opens up an area which has historically been closed to the gospel of Christ. One's contacting another, and even though they're going through some extremely difficult persecution, and many of them have lost jobs and have gone through financial difficulties, they are still responding.
And finally, we turn to Iran, where Voice of the Martyrs reports a vibrant underground church that's growing despite tragedy. Driven underground by persecution, VOM says thousands of Iranian Christians meet in homes. While their right to faith is in the country's constitution, their practice is closely monitored. Officials also frown on evangelistic efforts, and outright proselytism is forbidden. Continue to pray for those involved with ministry in Iran. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.